Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, September 8th, 2023, pre-market report. Let's start off with this. Let's just lay the groundwork out talking about this market. Stock futures are lower this morning here. This market has been under all kinds of pressure for over a month now since risk in this market is getting pretty much out of control. But the market is still holding on to the hope that the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates sooner or later, more than likely sooner, because the bad economic news just keeps on coming. There's a few interesting dynamics in play, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes here. I think if the market really believed that the Fed was done pumping easy money into the market, forget about the economy. You know, it's just, this is done, okay? It's the market, and market participants are foaming at the mouth, spraying their shorts, whatever they're doing here, considering, again, that the worse the economic news is, the more likely it is the Fed is going to cut rates sooner. I don't think so. I've been telling you this for a very long time. And quite honestly, I'm a guy with a nearly impeccable record of calling what the Fed would do. Those of you who have been with me for a long period of time know that's true. I've been wrong three times in over 10 years. And I'm here to tell you the Fed's, they're not done keeping the pressure on the people, on the middle class. This is so much bigger than what most people are perceiving. This is an elimination. This is an extermination on a worldwide scale, and that plays right into some of the news I want to talk to you about. Anyway, the setup for this market this morning, okay, as I said, stock futures are lower. Nothing major, lower nonetheless. 10-year yield actually came down fractionally. The relative strength of the dollar, as I am doing this, also is lower. Trading doesn't start for about a while from now. It's 8:14 a.m., so we got an hour and 15 minutes. This could change. Cryptocurrencies are under pressure right now. Gold and silver catching a bid. Crude oil getting a bit higher. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. But that's where we stand right now. Let's talk about some of the economic news and what's going on here. So Walmart seems to be at least the first major corporation, and there's going to be more, who is now cutting starting pay for new hires. This is going to be the new norm, okay? So we have an environment where people can't make ends meet as it is. Inflation surging out of control, energy prices spiking, everything that you and I have laid out, you know, before anybody else, it's really the truth. Now we have major corporations stepping up saying, you know what? No, sorry. You see, all of you are frankly screwed. So not only are we going to pass on all our higher costs to you, now we're going to start paying you less. And just mark my words on this, Walmart is the first. And there will be more major corporations to follow. Now, this is kind of interesting here. So, and it follows right into what you and I believe, already know. We are making a difference here. People are starting to understand how dire the situation is. So JP Morgan put out a statement. This is the statement. Investor allocation to gold is the highest in 11 years. People are starting to understand the current situation is not sustainable and they need to be in a hard asset, something they can hold in their hands. Personally, I think they should be investing in silver. I mean, based on just a few things, you know what I'm going to tell you. Look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, gold ratio, gold, silver ratio. This little math here will tell you as clear can be, that silver is the place to be. If you want to be in a precious metal, and you should be in a precious metal, it's silver, period. The freaking end here. No doubt about it. Gold is great. I love gold. It's my second favorite asset of all time. But it's definitely, silver is where you want to be here. Now, on a more disturbing trend that you and I have been watching for quite a long time. You and I started talking about the explosion in homelessness here in the United States and around the world. Okay, you think this is just a coincidence? No, that has been occurring here. So here's the news. The United States sees its highest spike ever in homelessness. How many of you recall just a couple of days ago, we heard from BlackRock about the economic shocks that are coming. This is part of it here. And this is part of the design of the system to create slaves, to create dependency. So I don't think a single one of you that follows this blog is in the slightest surprise. This is a terrible thing. More than likely, a lot of these newly made or minted homeless people, because that's what they're doing, these are being created by design, were prior members of the middle class just like you, who a few years ago never imagined in their wildest dreams that they would end up homeless. Well, this is a phenomenon that we've spoken about. We've discussed at length how this would get monumentally worse, and it is. This trend is going to continue. People, I don't know another way to say this to you. I've said it to you every way I can possibly think about, but we are clearly moving towards a neo-feudal system. Extreme haves, extreme have-nots. This is just, if you look back on the collapse of society, okay, societies throughout history, it always plays the same role. It always plays out the same way, okay? You have a system which favors the rich, destroys everyone else, and then all of it, then the whole thing just kind of comes tumbling down. And that's exactly what's going on. The system we have today favors the rich, favors the well-off, while everyone else gets destroyed. And I don't think we've ever, well, we haven't seen anything like this before. According to, I mean, this is the headline here, homelessness spikes at its fastest pace ever. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock here. A couple of other things here that you need to understand is going to occur. As the system transitions to this neo-feudal system, okay, you're going to see government spending skyrocket faster than you have ever seen before. What does that mean? What does it mean that we're going to see government spending, government meaning the Federal Reserve, which is the government, and central bank spending around the world skyrocket? It means that the currency is going to lose more of its purchasing power faster. You understand? This is how it works. It's by design. What have you and I discussed for 10 years? What are central banks doing deliberately? They are killing their currencies by design. This phenomenon is going to get even worse. So all this talk, all the nonsense, all the fakery and distractions, deceptions about how central banks are in the fight of their lives. I mean, it makes me laugh. You turn on, again, the propaganda ministry. I'm talking about CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business. They're going to parade out some freak, some thing, okay, that's going to tell you that central banks are desperate to fight inflation. And this is the real reason why they're raising rates. It has nothing to do with the truth here. The truth is they're cutting off credit. This is their sole mission, is to cut off the availability of credit to small businesses, which are being wiped out, to crush the consumer. This is why I am telling you, we may eventually get a pause here from the Federal Reserve, or, you know, who's going to follow in lockstep? The European Central Bank, the Bank of England. They're all doing the same thing in lockstep. You think that's by chance as well? We may get a pause at one point, but to cut, no, we're not going to see it. The people of the world, they got us by the throats, and they're going to continue their pressure on all of us until we can't breathe and we become more dependent on the system. They are trying, and they very successfully are pushing people through the floor. You remember how you and I spoke about how this is going to happen here? People are going to try to claw themselves up to maintain the illusion of a middle-class existence. All they're doing is making this situation worse, falling to the lower rung of society, and now through the floor into exploding homelessness. This is all by design. You and I have called this out from years ago. It's following exactly what we said would happen. Okay, this is exactly what we said would happen. And I'm going to tell you something. This phenomenon is going to get a lot worse. And so like I said, think about yourself, okay? How far are you away from living in the street right now as the central banks, the Federal Reserve, tries to cut off your windpipe. You understand? That's what they're doing here. But I don't see a revolution or a revolt. Although, this blog here, we are the resistance, all right? Raising our awareness, trying to let people understand what's going on. People are getting it. Again, what are they doing? I believe, honestly, that there is a quiet revolution going on. We heard from the FDIC just yesterday. People are withdrawing their cash out of these banks faster than ever. They want their cash out. People are allocating their cash into gold. Do you see what's going on here? Okay. You and I, we've been way ahead of the curve on this, but now we're seeing more people do this. Okay. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? All right. So these kind of people maybe need to be made aware of our work. This is our work. Okay. This isn't just Greg's work. So I'm going to urge you again. You like this video? Did I say anything important that people need to hear? Please hit that thumbs up. Get the video out there. Share it. Talk about these things. Anyway, that's where we stand today, people. The economy is dead and buried. Major corporations are now cutting back on starting pay. Imagine my shock. JP Morgan, investor allocation to gold, highest in 11 years. U.S. sees this highest spike ever in homelessness, a trend that's going to continue. BlackRock, economic shocks are coming here. A system which only favors the rich. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock here. Pretty easy, right? Everything you and I have been talking about, it's in our face. This guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean that. Please join me later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for my live stream. I will see you then. All right? Take it easy.